Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right at the top from Talk Radio News, none better than the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. Bob, wow, what do you make? I have to start here. What do you make of all this Megyn Kelly not wanting to apologize to Trump, saying she's a journalist, and Trump saying he did nothing wrong, he loves women, he respects women, and they're fabulous in the workplace?
Oh, I just want to get, you know, those little barf bags on the airplane? I need one right now. I mean, really? You know, she came out, Megyn Kelly came out and said, oh, you know, I'm a journalist. And then Roger Ailes, the head of Fox, comes out and says, oh, the air's been cleared with Donald Trump. Donald Trump's on the morning show and Hannity, and everybody's happy, you know. And money's to be made.
That's it. That's the key right there.
You got it.
It just shows you what it is. I do a segment called We Can Count. It's all about the numbers, isn't it?
Yes, it's entertainment, and it's not journalism, and it's made me sick, seriously, from day one. I mean, you know, you've been around a long time, and
yeah,
there's a certain amount of, you know, entertainment to everything, but this just went beyond the realm,
yeah,
and this was calculated, and they're all happy today, and you and I can go on with our lives. Thank you.
Yeah, no kidding. What did you think of the debate itself, so-called debate?
Well, I thought it was horrible in the sense that, you know, I want to hear a question. I think the people in America want to hear a question. Where do you stand on this? And you want the answer by everybody. They kind of pick two people to answer this. Then they let Rand Paul interrupt and go on. And forget the whole Trump thing for a second. I mean, that's just, you know, that's the other thing. It's just highlighted the whole thing. I just thought it wasn't run mechanically like a debate should be run. And I'd like to have seen the League of Women Voters in the thing, maybe a newspaper and, you know, the TV and radio. I'd like to have seen something that was seriously fair and balanced. I just thought it was mechanically a bad debate.
Yeah, I thought so too. I thought it was awkward. It was weird to me. That's because it was a preordained. This is the gotcha question for this guy. This is the gotcha question for this person. And so that's pretty much it. Almost like, you know what it was like? It was almost as if I could line up all the politicians and say, okay, I'm going to have my private news conference. I'm going to ask you exactly all the questions I wanted to ask you if I have you on the show.
And no matter what they did with Just Jeb, he went on the stage at 17% and walked off at 12%.
Yeah, Just Jeb, that is so crazy. Yeah, yeah, and it's weird. And you know what's so odd, too? I mean, there's no question. Trump's momentum is just keeps on going. He keeps on ticking like the Energizer buzz. He keeps getting the poll numbers.
Well, does he remind you of when I was in college, you always had the bad boy. And I would say to these ladies, you know, how come you like the bad boy?
Yeah.
How does he do well? You know, and I mean, if Rubio had said what Trump said or any of the rest of them,
they'd be done.
They would not exist today.
Yeah, good point, absolutely. Hey, let's move on to Bernie Sanders. So Bernie Sanders, I just was reading this today, the crowd he got in Los Angeles, over 27,000, but the two crowds before that, the rallies, were big too, except for Black Lives Matter interrupted him twice, and he couldn't even get through what he was going to say. What do you make of that?
I emailed someone who I really consider as a liberal insider, you know, straight shooter. And I said, what on earth is going on? I served with Bernie Sanders. The answer I got back was that the two people that interrupted, actually Black Lives Matter kind of, whether privately, I don't know, this has been made public, but kind of corrected everything. Those two people were Hillary Clinton supporters, and Black Lives Matter said, look, we don't go disrupt like that, you know.
Mm.
So then the other rally they had, Black Lives Matter, started the rally, and everything was fine, and Bernie Sanders responded. You know, he supports them. And, yes, one rally was 16,000, 20-some thousand people. So I think that's all behind Bernie Sanders, you know, on being interrupted at the rallies.
No, thank goodness. Now, one thing he did say is something I've talked about for a long time on America Tonight. I guarantee you have an opinion on it. He talked about making Election Day a holiday, you know, creating this whole federal Election Day. Maybe we'd have more people vote. What do you think of that?
I actually had a conversation with Bernie Sanders a long time ago on this because I oversaw the federal election law with House Administration. That was part of my job. And we debated this back and forth. Steny Hoyer, the number two Democratic member right now, had the same opinion, Bernie Sanders and a lot of other people, and some Republicans. And we debated. The only negative we came up with was this. You know, if you have a holiday, honestly, will people go out and do barbecues or go do something or go fishing or hunting versus going to the polls? That was our only problem with it.
Yeah, and that makes sense. I mean, hopefully they could do both. go vote and then do the other.
It's America.
That's true.
That's a good holiday.
Yeah, that's true. It is America. No question about it. All right, so everybody's away from the Hill, so to speak. There's still aides, and there may be some people that are hanging around here and there, coming in and out, but mostly back with their constituents because this is break time. And there's still conversations, obviously, about Iran. And the president is responding to a lot of the things he's still getting. He's saying, hey, look, sanctions were the only way to bring Iran to the table. Don't, you know, we had to have that removed or we wouldn't have even had any kind of a deal.
Well,
so he's
true.
On the defense. He's on the defense. And nothing can happen here, right? Because what can Congress really do?
Oh, now look, they're going to go through the motion. Senator Schumer says he's going to try to get other votes against the president. Senator Schumer knows what I know. There's not enough votes. He's done the count, but he's kind of getting favor here, and I'm not trying to pick on Senator Schumer, but it's a fact. He knows, all of D.C. knows, there is not a darn thing they can do about any of this. It's done. This thing's done. So they can all take the best positions, and it's done.
I like that. It's done. All right, Bob Ney, we're done. That was terrific. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
McBerry.
I like that. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
So while this break is going on with Congress that Bob and I talked about, it's 43 Dems, 13 in the Senate. 43 Democratic votes in the House and 13 Dems in the Senate. You know what that means? That's a veto override. That's what would be necessary to ditch the Iran deal. There are a couple of trips that are going on. Democrats returned just the other day, and Republicans are going later this week to visit with Benjamin Netanyahu and go to Israel and hear his case in person. House Minority Whip Steny Hoyer led the 22-member delegation, the Democrats, and was undecided before leaving. He said the group met over the weekend with Netanyahu for 2 hours and that the prime minister made his point without telling them how to vote. This is interesting because you heard Bob say, oh, they're not going to have the votes. There is a big push here to get the unexpected veto override, especially with Chuck Schumer and Representative Elliot Engel coming out publicly against it. So there's a little bit of momentum for blocking it, which would be unprecedented, mind-blowing if that happened, to be honest. Schumer is expected to become the next Senate Democratic leader, and he's breaking away from the press on this. He's like a boat that's off the mooring. That's it. And he's voting against it. He says he fears Iran will use it to pursue its nefarious goals. Wow! What do you think? 855-266-5283. We're flipping the phones open. See you on the flip side.
Female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with 4 stents. I was taking Nitro 2 or 3 times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit CheckbookIRA.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. CheckbookIRA.com. CheckbookIRA.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
America Tonight, Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. And a couple of reminders, don't forget, 24/7, if you want to send us an email, you can do that at americatonight.net. Plus, get us up on Facebook there and on Twitter. And look for us on Facebook, because I'm starting to take pieces of the show that you might have missed. I've had a lot of people ask me about that. And you can always go to gcnlive.com, and we've got the downloads of the whole show. If you've missed the show and your schedule's changed lately, people have schedules that are all over the map. Speaking of being all over the map, it seems that there is a movement with some core Democrats and, of course, Republicans in trying to shoot down this Iran nuclear deal. You heard me say what was necessary. So what normally is this August malaise and hanging out with the constituents, there is groups going to Israel and meeting with Netanyahu. So the Democrats just did that. Now there's another group that's going over. Republicans in the House and Senate really oppose the deal, but they would need a two-thirds majority, and that would have to include support from the Democrats. It's the only way they could override a definite presidential veto. That's it. So we'll see if that happens. Hoyer was pretty adamant. He said it was clear he hopes they're going to vote against Netanyahu, against the agreement, because it's a bad deal that will allow Iran to have a path to a nuclear bomb in 13 years. So clearly Netanyahu is persuasive, and there are lawmakers that want to hear what he has to say, or why are they taking this trip? And Schumer has really been leading the charge for that, not silently, not with emails, with really lobbying fellow Democrats. So we'll see. And you had about 40 House lawmakers, mostly freshmen, who have made up are going to make the trip to Israel this month. And that is a very big deal. It's a very, very big deal. They can downplay it, and these trips have been taken before, but I think there is power in this Netanyahu meeting. Because remember, the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, invited Netanyahu to speak in March before Congress. And he never even met with the president because the president thought it would look bad if he met with Netanyahu while he was running again for his job. So go figure. It might not be just that easy to say it's a done deal. And like I said, can you imagine if that were to happen, if the Iran deal just completely, for lack of a better way to say it, exploded? Whew. That would be a bad beat for Obama. There's no question, because this is a legacy hook for him. At least that's the way it's being portrayed, and he's pushing for this. He's fighting for this and is taking chunks out of, you know, people in Congress for thinking it's that we have no control over what happens with Iran, saying we can always add back in the sanctions and all that other stuff. All right, Hillary Clinton. We've gone over the odds, offshore odds, that Hillary Clinton will be elected, just flat out be elected, and the odds are stacked in her favor. But again, not so fast. That might be the theme that's developing for this hour anyway, because Clinton turned over her personal server, and supposedly it has top secret emails. So all of this is at Justice. Several emails that have classified information are supposedly on there, which is a big, giant no-no. It's a big no-no. But I still believe, and I would, this would be a stunner. In fact, I'd be more stunned if Clinton went down than if the president found that his veto, which would absolutely happen, would be an override. I think there's better chance for that than Hillary Clinton going down. But anyway, she relinquished the server she used while she was Secretary of State, and she gave it to the Justice Department. So, I mean, here we go. What's brewing on this home email server? It was running the state secrets from her suburban New York City home. Her spokesperson is getting more airtime. Well, not more airtime than Donald Trump, but he's right up there. His name's Nick Merrill. And he's saying that she pledges to cooperate. She will cooperate with the government security inquiry. And if there are more questions, we'll continue to address them. Which basically says they are demanding it, we're giving it to them, and of course we'll give them anything they want. Will there really be any information there? Remember, Clinton's personal attorney said back in March that no emails from the main personal address she used while Secretary of State are on the server or backup systems. No, we had those scrubbed. Don't worry about it. And up to now, she refused demands to turn over the server to a third party. But that changed. So now, we'll see if there's any classified email there. I mean, it's only fair, and it is, it's put the politics aside, it's only fair that if anybody else does this, they're coming down. They're having to answer for leaking classified information, accidental or not or whatever. Rentz Priebus, the Republican National Committee chair, said she knows she did something wrong and has run out of ways to cover it up. 50 ways to cover up your server. That should be a song. Maybe Paul Simon can rewrite his 50 ways to leave your lover. So the feds are looking into it. They're looking into what was there. 60,000 emails in 4 years. That's what they said. Half were personal and were discarded. The other half went to the State Department. I mean, what did the emails say? Oh, and what's really disconcerting is, so this is why. You are on the federal email server. If there's something that happens, they have it. But also, if there's a hack or something else, that's on the government. That's on the the people running the system. But to have it just coming out of a server, I mean, how safe and secure? And of course, they release the thing, well, this is the server that the former president uses. But he's not the Secretary of State in the middle of Benghazi and all these other things that have happened overseas while she was Secretary of State. She did say in a sworn statement submitted to a federal judge that she turned over to the State Department all emails from the server that were or potentially were federal records. So it has her signature, and you know what that means. They better make sure it is, because once it has her signature, she swears it. That's penalty of perjury if it's not true. If it's not true. And her reason for, I'll say this again, why didn't you use the state's server? Why? Her defense is she used it as a matter of convenience to limit the number of electronic devices she had to carry. Don't they have aides for that? She had so many minions running around her. Look, we watch Veep, right? Couldn't somebody have walked around with her personal phone? Couldn't she? She has always had a handbag. Can't you have the two phones in the purse, in the bag, in the whatever? There are plenty of people who have two phones. Plenty. So it makes no sense. It makes no sense to me. Ugh. And again, we'll see if this amounts to anything. To me, there is a better chance. This is how I... Seriously. It'll be very difficult. Obama signed off on the Iran deal, right? It'll be very difficult to get the votes necessary to override the veto that he would most certainly sign if they tried to stop the deal, which is the idea and what Schumer wants. If I think there's more of a chance of that happening than gotcha Hillary Clinton, why did you have this on the server? This was classified. Because, I mean, here's the other thing. In one way, what are the odds that you don't miss an email? How do you... Who was going through all those emails? Certainly she was not sitting on the floor or sitting at a desk with 60,000 emails separating, oh, this is personal, this is classified, this is personal, this is classified. Who's doing that? And were they just stalling for time to make sure? I mean, they practically had to rip the door down to get the server. So all of this will be interesting to see how it plays out, the end of the story, on October 22nd. You're going to love our next guest, Lance Allred, first NBA player, death NBA player ever, pro basketball player. An amazing story. You don't want to miss it, seriously. Stay with us.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and Nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This show, Lance Allred. He is a passionate person, and because I've been listening to his podcast, so I certainly know that, and I've heard that from others. He's a keynote motivational speaker. Woohoo! You want to hear him speak for sure. He's a published author and the first deaf player in NBA history, and there's so much more to Lance, and we're going to just dive right into it. Lance, thanks for spending some time with us.
Oh, no, thanks for having me. It's going to be a blast.
All right, so let's talk about, first of all, your background. You grew up tell us about the background of growing up in Mormon culture, but you had to deal with the polygamous culture of that. Explain that, because I was just reading something about breaking through that and what it was like for you, because you were in a much different world, obviously.
Yeah, so obviously there's a misnomer that most people think Mormons are polygamous. It's not true. About 0.001% of Mormons are polygamous. It's kind of like radical Islam. So I grew up in a polygamous commune in rural Montana, born there in 1981. My grandfather, Rulin, was the quote-unquote prophet. He founded this polygamous group. And the reason why I'm legally deaf or 80% hearing loss is that my grandfather was the naturopath. He's the one that delivered all the babies for his commune. But he told my parents not to worry about the Rh factor. If you're familiar with that,
yeah.
I'll explain it anyway. My mother was a negative. My father was a positive blood type. And nowadays, the hospital just simply injects you with something, no question asked. But when you're born in your grandmother's bedroom,
in this polygamous commune without the medical amenities to take care of this kind of things, yeah, lots of stuff happens. But my parents had four kids before me, then I was the last one. And when I was born, I was almost dead. And they finally took me to a hospital in tiny Hamilton, Montana. And there was a Johns Hopkins educated resident who specialized in RH because he was an RH baby himself. And so he took me and put me in the incubator, and I had several blood changes, not just transfusions, but changes over 2 weeks. And so we're not sure if the nerves in my ears never fully developed or if they were damaged during the blood changes. But at the age of two, everyone realized when, you know, I was violent and very frustrated as a kid, they finally took me to an audiologist and found out that, yes, I'm severely hearing impaired. And, you know, I could be angry or upset, but because of my grandfather, I am deaf. But he was assassinated 4 years before I was born by the wife of a rival polygamist leader. And so I never knew the man, but I grew up in his polygamist utopian dream.
Yeah.
And, you know, there were some good things to it. I mean, I had over 400 first cousins. And, you know, we were like little smurfs running around in this polygamous commune in rural Montana.
Wow. I can imagine, obviously, you speak about that and you talk about it. What kind of reaction do you get from people? I think it's a great story to share because of what people can learn from that.
Yeah. The great thing about my story is that it caters to any demographic. In that it's not just sports, it's not just religion or psychology, it's not just perseverance and achieving your dreams and whatnot. I can customize it to anybody. But when the thing about the polygamous aspect is when I was 12, you know, there's some baggage. You know, obviously every background, you're going to have baggage, but at the age of five, my Sunday school teacher had told me that God had made me deaf as a form of punishment for being unfaithful in the pre-existing. And, you know, as an adult, you kind of laugh at these things like, yeah, you need to get yourself checked into an insane asylum. But as a five-year-old kid, you're absorbing all this information around you, and the cult mentality is very submissive, very do as you're told. And so I developed a huge victim martyrdom complex. Yes, I'm being punished. God doesn't love me. I have to earn God's love, and et cetera, et cetera. So there's baggage there. And so that's something that people really have to understand about us, too, is that, yes, I mean, yeah, I have achieved a lot in my life, but a lot of it was overcoming my own limitations, my own thought patterns that I placed on myself that, underlying, subconsciously followed me and were pervasive throughout my adult life until I finally learned to change it around. And so when I was 12, my father was the heir apparent to the All-Rate group. He was a doctrinaire. He was a theologian. He's the guy that knew all the history about why we did what we did. He discovered that several of our leaders had been sexually abusing their kids for years. And we were like, if these are men of God, how is it even possible? But we were the only ones that left. Well, my father, yes, I grew up in a monogamous home. He did at one point have a second wife, but she left shortly after I was born, so I had no recollection of her. So I grew up in a monogamous home, but it was normal for, yes, my cousins to have several moms. So you could say, yes, we were able to leave because we only had one wife and we could move, whereas my aunts were in plural marriages with great guys where they supposed to tell the second wife, hey, good luck, you get the kids, we'll take the kids. So you can say they were trapped in a way, but if you're unhappy enough, I don't care what your situation is. You'll get out of there in any situation, not just polygamy.
Yeah.
But my father became the scapegoat because everyone adored him so much. All of a sudden, he's now the apostate. We don't have to think about all these other perverts who are on the council. Let's just focus on Vance so everyone can bury their head in the sand. And I learned at that age that most of religion is psychology, cult mentality, is that we're going to die, and it gives us huge anxiety. And so we have religion to pacify that anxiety by telling us, yes, there's a heaven. We're going to be okay. But then you take a needle of steroids and you inject it right into the ego. And now you get to tell yourself, but we're special. We have the one true faith. And God knows us all personally. And we're all going to be his right hand. And everyone else is going to be our servants. So you realize it's mostly psychology. There's nothing spiritual about it.
Yeah. So coming from that background, what do you, what is your theory, or do you practice any kind of so-called, like you're saying, religion or spirituality, or what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah. He must label, I am a spiritual person having a human experience.
There you go. I like that. That's great. Yeah. A spiritual person.
Yeah. I mean, when we broke away, we did join the mainstream LDS church. And I grew up there as a teenager. And so we were, by this time, we were living in Salt Lake City. And it was good because it helped me kind of assimilate into the mainstream culture that was Salt Lake City. So I wasn't such a baby, socially speaking, because you kind of had stunted social skills when you grow up in a commune and your cousins are your support system because you're blood. You have to like each other. But now that we were moving out and I didn't have my cousins anymore, and that, transitioning into mainstream Mormonism helped, but it didn't really fit because I used the analogy of, like, you see the war movies and a soldier gets shot in the stomach, mm-hmm. and he's trying to put his guts back in. He can't put them back in. It keeps slipping out. So once you break out of one little paradigm like that, it's really hard to fit back into another paradigm very perfectly. It's almost impossible.
Yeah.
And then also with all my travels, you know, Mark Twain said it best, travel kills all prejudice, biases, and everything.
Mm.
And having traveled around the world for 10 years playing basketball, it's just like, you know what, I'm just a human. Who am I to think that I could possibly put God inside of a box?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, love that. So you made the transition for us. You saw that. I love that. The talking about Mark Twain and using that analogy, or using Mark Twain to say, hey, you experience the world and you think differently. So you got to experience the world. Tell us how the basketball started for you.
The basketball started right at the time when we broke away from the All Red group. I grew from 5'10" to 6'4" that year in eighth grade. And I had no friends. Yeah, it's just new school. I'm walking around the hallway, and the coach sees me. He's like, hey, you should come play basketball. I'm like, sure, I've never played before. I mean, I was so uncoordinated and clumsy with my inner ear imbalance at the time. And by the way, the reason why I can hear you talk right now is, one, the digital era is a great age to be deaf, and that I can finally hear the diction, but also I have it on speakerphone. And so if you were listening to it, you would have an earache for the rest of the day, probably, just because it's blasting.
Right.
And, you know, people are like still skeptical, but when I show my keynotes, I have video footage of me at the age of 12 talking, and you can't even understand me. It's that
bad.
Wow. And you know how, like, deaf people, they kind of talk like that's almost diction.
Yeah.
Do this, you talk in the back of our mouth because you feel the reverberation in your skull, and you feel like you're making a sound.
Wow.
And then finally, when I got my digital hearing aids when I was 16, I was like, you finally start to hear a little bit of the diction in the front of the mouth. And you're like, I see what's going on. And so I was a speech therapy twice a week till I was 16. And, you know, I had to first learn to read the word, watch someone pronounce it, and learn how to speak back in kind. And so it took me, and now after 34 years speaking English, I take the vowel shifts, the A-E-I-O-U, and the context of the conversation we're having, and you piece together what's being said. Because, you know, most people, especially when you first meet, we only say so many things to each other, so you kind of know what the patterns are, and I just kind of just answer everything back because I know that's what's coming next.
And you're able to figure it out. Lance, hold on a second. We're going to continue there. We've got to step away for a quick second. We'll be back with more of Lance Allred here in just a minute on America Tonight.
This is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Talking about what a revelation, Lance, I have to say, I think I'm a pretty educated woman, and I have a friend who's a writer, and he's deaf, and he's got hearing aids that he tells me are tremendous, but some of what you said resonate because he's told me about that, and also he says reading lips, especially when someone's kind of
absolutely
a talker, and they enunciate, so he says like it's easy for him when he's sitting across from me to be able to see that, but
yeah,
as you said, so it's better for somebody who's deaf in this age because there's just more modern conveniences that help.
Absolutely. Growing up, I just had those big analog hearing aids. And all that really is just a big giant speaker being plugged into your ear and just blasting sound. So you have a constant headache as a kid. I hated my hearing aids. I tried to hide them all the time and get rid of them. But, of course, my mom would always pay my siblings to go find them. And so I hated them. But digital is so much nicer now because, one, it's not just blasted sound. But when there's a voice, it immediately registers it and then it amplifies it. But it's nothing crazy. So, yeah, I mean, what a blessing that these challenges that I have, I'm in this modern age that allow me to be successful and to assimilate into the culture. But with basketball, I never wore them because collision. After that year when I started playing, and I wasn't very good at all, I started playing again at the age of 14. Before that, I was a Nintendo kid, and I was very good at Nintendo. But we slowly started to work and work, but the catch is, I couldn't tell you this honestly at the time. I wasn't old enough to have this dialogue in my head, but looking back, I know the reason why I got as good as I did, as quickly as I did, was my main drive. Well, one, I love to prove people wrong. I have a nasty habit of doing that. It's a great motivator, but it's kind of empty calories. Because once you prove someone wrong, you're kind of like, oh, okay, now what? But also, I was playing so that God would love me.
Even though we had broken away from polygamy, we joined the mainstream LDS church, so we're still talking about the same God, the same Book of Mormon, and Joseph Smith and everything. So in my head, I'm thinking, okay, this is still the same God that I've been told that was punishing me with hearing loss for being unfaithful in this pre-existence before this life. And so that was my main motivator, is that I had to work that much harder just to be normal, but also I had to atone for some past sin that I had no recollection of. And so every made or miss shot had eternal ramifications. And so looking back, you might be able to understand now, rarely did I actually ever really enjoy it. It was, I'm playing for my eternal soul, really. Though no one ever really told me this, this the information that I have been receiving throughout life to this point, and how I've created this really shoddily quilted paradigm, and this is how I made the logic fit. But it's a double-edged sword, and so yes, later we realized that I had obsessive compulsive disorder, but I kept it hidden through basketball for so many years. And so I would go home after every game, and I would lay there, and I would replay every play precisely in my head and think about what I could have done better.
Wow.
Or every made or missed shot, every turnover. So everything, again, had just eternal consequences, and that's how intense it was. So, yes, it's a double-edged sword, but that's also what allowed me to get as good as I did, as quickly as I did.
Yeah.
And... So, yeah, that's kind of how the basketball started.
Wow. And so, you know, you go through and you've played for a whole bunch of different teams, and then you get this break in the NBA. You're signed to, like, a 10-day deal with the Cavaliers. I remember it. I was on the air, actually. It was in March of 2008. Then they sign you for the remainder of the season. What was it like playing for the Cavaliers, playing in the NBA?
I'll tell you, this is where this is the whole story, where it kind of climaxes. But I remember I was standing there on an NBA court in Cleveland. I was shooting a free throw, and I remember standing there and I was thinking, is this it? Is this the best that it gets?
Oh, wow.
Because now you can understand is that the reason why I was playing basketball was so that I would feel love, that I would think that God, that I would feel this love that people kept talking about of what God provides. And so once I finally got there, and I was thinking, well, why don't I feel any different? Why do I still have all this anxiety? Why don't I feel any more secure? Why don't I feel that God loves me? But that was the deep psychological stuff. But as far as the perks of playing in the NBA, yeah, it's amazing. I mean, yeah, I had fun playing with LeBron. I know people give him a lot of flack, but I keep telling everyone, context, please, context. This is a guy who grew up in a background where no father figure. His mother, as we know, was very absent.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, coming out of high school with that much money and fame thrown his way, to handle it as well as he did, people don't understand. They'll never know that kind of pressure, but they can sit there and judge. And I tell people, LeBron James is one of the smartest people I have ever played with, not just basketball IQ, but just pure human intellect. LeBron is up there, one of the people I've known. He's a very intelligent person. People don't understand that.
Yeah, I've heard that from other people, Lance, too, that have gotten close to him. Like, you were close because you're there playing on the team,
yeah.
And it's what people don't know. It's what they read in the media.
Exactly. And the thing is, and they keep comparing him to Jordan, but Jordan didn't have to deal with social media.
Yeah.
So he was able to always be like an arm's length removed, still mythological in a way. Whereas social media just invades privacy. There's no, so you either can keep trying to ignore it and be viewed as a petty brat, or you can just embrace it and try to go into it, which people then think you're a diva. So go figure.
Yeah.
You can't win. You can't win. And then, like, the person travel and everything. So people often ask me, like, yeah, what was your favorite thing about the NBA? What do you miss the most? I tell them, towels. Like, towels? I'm like, towels. Do you know how many teams I've played around the world in gyms with no air conditioning, with no towels around, so you're just sweating, just sliding everywhere. I'm like, man, I could just use a towel right now. Because when you're in the NBA, I I'm 100% serious. You can put your hand out, and there will be some little minion with a towel ready to put it in your hand. That's what I miss the most about it.
Yeah, you got to love that. We're speaking with Lance Allred, keynote motivational speaker, former player in the NBA, first deaf player in the NBA. Lance, so now you transition that to what I'll call the platform, and you're out there speaking. What's speaking been like for you?
Oh, yeah, so I just retired 5 months ago. I did my last job in Puerto Rico. But I've had a lot of practice. My book tour in 2009, I realized that, you know, I enjoy this. This is pretty fun. And it's the same adrenaline rush. You know what I'm talking about? You get the pregame jitters, and then you get on the stage and you get warmed up a little bit. And then some days you don't quite have it, but then some days you're just in the zone. All the right words and adjectives come exactly the precisely right time. And it's the same adrenaline rush that those athletes are junkies for. And so now I get to go stand on the stage and I get to communicate with people. And one, I don't have to listen to them and converse back. It's not like I'm in a loud room where my anxiety just spikes with several people talking. I just have to talk. People have to listen to me. That's not that hard because I've shot a free throw in front of 16,000 people that want me to miss. That's pressure. Just talking for an hour isn't pressure. And so if some people are surprised, like, wow, you know, who knew you would, be taken off as well as you did, and you're actually quite good at it. I'm like, well, I guess. I mean, I come from a line of polygamous charlatans, so obviously I have enough.
You have the gift of gab.
Exactly.
I love that. I want to tell everybody so you can learn more about Lance, and hey, you could have him come to your area and speak. Who knows? There might be a right fit there. How can they do that? They can go, well, one, they can go to LanceAllred41.com. You have a book me button right there. They can hit that, right, for more info.
I do. And last week I just signed with American Programs Bureau, the oldest speakers bureau in the world, and they just contacted me and it said, we love what you do. We'd love to have you on our team. I'm like, so you can go to APBspeakers.com as well. And so, yeah, just 5 months in with how fast it's taking off, I mean, I'm just pinching myself. And people think it's overnight, but as you know, I mean, these are skills and connections that I've been developing over the last 10 years as a professional basketball player. And professional basketball in sports is corporate. It's a corporate world. And it's a beautiful segue for me because I don't have to leave any skill or connection that I developed over the last 20 years as a basketball player. I get to simply roll over all those hours as well as a basketball player that never quite paid off financially that I invested into being a player, and I get to roll them all over into a new profession. So it's just a beautiful segue for me. It really is. There's no hitch or hiccup right now.
I love it. Lance Allred, perfect place to end this. Thank you so much, and continued success.
Thank you, Kate. Thanks for having me, and best of luck to you. You did great work.
Thanks.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and body extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.